Rockstep Radio.
I'm in Vancouver Island today, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Kevin to the show. How are you doing, Kevin?
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, darling. I'm good. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I run Red Hot Swing in Victoria, BC.
Nice.
We're going to have the 11th anniversary of this company in September.
All right. How did you first come across Lindy Hop? Like, how did you discover it? What were your first experiences?
My first encounter was a long time ago. I was doing this martial arts class with my two best buddies.
Uh-huh.
And we came out of the class one night. It was a Thursday night. And one of them said, I heard about this swing dancing thing down in Millennium. And I was like, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go hang out with my buddies. We go down the stairs into this old little tiny underground nightclub. And there were all these people dancing with each other. It was amazing.
Wow.
Instantly hooked.
I know a few people who had a similar experience. So that's great. So you basically came into a packed room where everyone's just social dancing. And I think Lindy really translates very well. That's the best way to experience it, I think.
It's right there in your face, all these people having fun.
Nice. That's why we're in it for, definitely for the fun. Do you have like a favorite song that you like to swing out to that we could perhaps push you on?
It changes from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
It's drifted over time. Right now, if I had to pick one, I would go with Hushabye by Titan Hot 7.
Nice. Over all your years of dancing, Lindy, is there a best piece of advice that somebody gave you or something that's you heard once and has kind of really, you know, stood you in good stead as a dancer over all these years?
It was from another organizer of a completely different organization that no longer exists.
Okay.
And her advice was never let anybody take your love of dancing away.
That's a pretty good one. So you mentioned your Red Hot Swing, is it? So tell us a little bit about that organization and what the local people can come and experience if they check you out. What's going on here?
Well, we've got two main parts of the business. We've got our Friday night dance. We run dance every single Friday night, get a live band in for the last Friday every month. Been running that one for about a year and a half now, and it's going gonzo. We've more or less doubled our weekly attendance since we started these things, and it's just continuing to go right upwards. It's really fun.
So if people are in Victoria, you're the place to check out, right?
It's every Friday night.
Every Friday. Nice. If people wanted to do classes, is that something that you guys offer?
That's the other part. Yeah, we've got full series of classes. So we take people from brand newbies all the way up to as far as they want to go with the dancing.
Nice.
Full spectrum of classes there.
So much fun. I'm glad we bumped into you at the burger joint today. It's really, really good.
Likewise, Elodie.
Rockstep Radio. Endless jazz swing at rockstepradio.com.